It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe. Sunshine.
Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine.
Well, it's been cloudy and pretty wet at times. How did you like that rain last night? But sunshine is the headline on this weekend's weather, so get ready for that. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. He's going to tell us about an extraordinary jet stream that's been moving the atmosphere above us at record-shattering speed this week. But you might not really know about it unless you took a flight. First, let's hear your forecast, Cliff.
Well, Bellamy, we've had a cloudy, wet July so far, but everything's going to change. Last night, we had a Puget Sound convergence zone that dumped about a half an inch of rain from Seattle northward. It was really amazing, but that's going to fade now. And so what we're going to see is a high pressure that's going to develop over us during the next day or two is going to slowly dry things out and warm them up. I think the showers are going to fade out by the end of today, and I think temperatures will get up probably into the mid-70s, and we'll see some sun, pretty decent. Saturday, warmer. Highs getting up to around 80. Maybe a few clouds in the morning, but then we'll see plenty of sun. Same thing on Sunday. Could even get to 81, 82. So definite improvement. And then next week, well, you know, there's just no rain in sight. I think we're going to be stuck in perfect weather. You know, temperatures in the upper 70s, sunny days, not too hot at all, no heat waves. So I think that's what we have to look forward to. You know, really quite nice weather. And it's important to note that this is the driest time of the year coming up. The driest day of the year is the 29th of July, and the driest period is the last 2 weeks of July and the first 2 weeks of August. So we're going right into it now.
And it's been rainy, but true to form, it sounds like we're going to stay dry for quite a bit. Now, what about this jet stream? You mentioned it has brought planes into the Seattle area as much as an hour early from Asia because it's so fast?
That's right. One of the most extraordinary weather anomalies has been occurring the last few days. The strongest jet stream in observational history has come in over us during the last few days. This is the strongest jet stream during the summer. I should make that point very clear. We've never had a stronger jet stream aloft. Now, just to remind everybody what we're talking about here, a jet stream is a relatively narrow current of very strong winds aloft from the west going to the east. That's generally at an elevation of maybe 25 to 35,000 feet. Now, the jet stream on Thursday morning was 140 knots. That is extraordinarily strong, particularly for this time of the year. The record for the date was 110 knots. And in fact, that 140 knots was the strongest jet stream above us any time for the last 50 years, that's as long as we've had the observations, from April 1st all the way to mid-October. So it was startling. And it resulted in all kinds of interesting things, like some planes from Asia were coming in an hour early because they were taking advantage of those strong winds aloft.
Does it influence our weather on the ground when the atmosphere is moving that fast up aloft?
Well, everything in the atmosphere is interconnected. And so when you have a very strong jet stream, that's associated with a big temperature difference north-south. And in fact, it was warmer than normal over California, but much colder than normal over British Columbia and up in Alaska north of us. Also, the snow level came down in the Rockies. There was some snow at some higher peaks. And of course, some of the precipitation we've seen, that was associated with the jet stream as well. So everything's interconnected, and you have very active weather aloft that affects things down at low levels.
Do we know why it happened?
Well, you know, that's something we're figuring out. It was so unusual, but it appears to be associated with something called the Madden-Julian Oscillation. That sounds impressive. And what it is an area of thunderstorms and convection of the tropics that tends to move from the Indian Ocean into the Pacific. There's a cycle there. And when the cycle is just perfect, that can throw the strong westerly winds over us. And it appears that it was at least connected with that. But I don't pretend to understand it well at this point.
Is it over now or ending?
It is. And what we're going to see is a situation, at least for the next few days, where a ridge of high pressure will build over us. That'll be good. And then after that, a trough of low pressure is going to be parked out on the Gulf of Alaska, pretty far out. but close enough to prevent us from getting any major heat waves here in the Northwest and to put this southwesterly flow that'll, you know, keep us in normal conditions at least through the end of next week.
All right. Enjoy the weather, Cliff. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.